Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Matthew chapter number 6 is where we'll begin, just two verses tonight. Then I'd like to read from Daniel chapter number 2. Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 5 is where we'll begin. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret. The Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Return to Daniel chapter number 2, and beginning at verse number 16. Daniel chapter number 2, verse number 16. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Lord, we thank you for your word, and I pray that you would speak it into our heart. We're just messengers. God, we pray that we would hear and obey this truth. May it go out into whoever, wherever they may need to hear this truth. We pray it be effectual as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may wonder tonight what these two passages of Scripture have in common. Some may have picked up on it as we read through the text. As I was studying again in Matthew chapter 6, I had prepared a message and prayed through the first several verses of Matthew chapter 6, and I laid it aside. I didn't feel an unction, and I like to preach that way. I like to be able to go through verse by verse and chapter by chapter. But it's more important that we obey God. And as I read into the part where Jesus began to teach them how to pray and how not to pray, it became clear that there was a word in this, at least for me. He said, And when you pray, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. Now I want to stop right there and just make certain that we understand that what Jesus was saying is that there is an expectation for everyone to be praying. He didn't say if you pray. He said when you pray. When you pray, he said, don't be as the hypocrites are. He explained to them what the hypocrites did. They stood up and they boasted as they prayed, seemingly so other men could hear them and applaud them for their holiness or their righteous position. And Jesus was clear. He said, of a truth, they've got their reward. If what they were after was a pat on the back, he said, they got their reward. But oh, what a condemnation to me. What a convicting thing that the Lord would assume or would say concerning them, that they were hypocrites. That they say they are one thing, but truly they are not. Because when they pray, they don't pray to the Father. They don't pray as they ought to pray, but they pray so they might be seen and exalted of other men. He said in verse number 6, he said, but you, when you pray, right? He was being very personal about this and not saying if you pray, but he said, but you, when you pray, he said, here's what I want you to do. I hope we get this. He said, enter into your closet. And when you've shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Now, someone that goes into their closet to pray is not seeking to be honored openly. And I certainly don't have anything to do with whether he does or doesn't reward me openly. But I can tell you this, I believe it's important that we enter into the closet and that we shut the door. Now, the purpose of shutting the door is to make the conversation private. Amen. Is to make it exclusive between me and God. There's no temptation, you see, while someone else is around me to use flattery speech or repetition or vain words. There's no compelling of me to try to come up with something that a God is going to be impressed with. When I get into the closet or when I get into that private place and I have shut the door, or in essence, I have ensured that it is just me and God, then it ought to be a thing of great earnestness, a private prayer, a prayer in which when we go to God in secret, that we know that our God can see in secret and that he will hear and he will answer our prayer. What a wondrous truth that God would meet us in secret. You see, you may have the grandest of prayer lives and I know nothing about it, but here's what I can say. If you're meeting God in secret, if you're meeting God in prayer, if you're abiding by that particular a concept of truth, you'll find that God does reward those that meet him in secret. What it did as I began to think about this truth was it reminded me that God sees what's in secret. God sees what's in the darkness is what Daniel said. Let me read it to you again. Verse number 22 in Daniel 2. He said, he revealeth the deep and secret things. He knows what's in the darkness. Aren't you glad of that? You know, there's been times that I wasn't so happy that he could see what was in the darkness. There have been times that I've been ashamed because I know in my heart that God can see what's inside of me. He can see in that place that no one else can see. He can see when it's dark and no one else understands or no one else conceives or knows how it is. I want you to know that my God can see all things. He knows every aspect of our life. He knows every failure and every good thing. He knows what it is our heart truly desires. My God can see in the darkness. He can see in the darkness because he is light. Wherever God goes, the darkness is expelled. As he approaches me and as he comes into that place where I come before him, brother, the light of God is what expels the darkness around me. Everything in my life is exposed before God. There is nothing that's hidden. There is nothing that he cannot see. He cannot touch. He cannot pull. He cannot take. There is nothing that God cannot see. His admonition to them, he said, when you pray, but when you pray, he said, you should go into your closet and you should shut the door. And he said, then when you pray to your Father in secret, your Father which seeth in secret is able then to reward you openly. As Daniel had come to that place and had heard of the king's dream, and had heard that the king was so upset that no one could interpret his dream, that he had ordered that all of the soothsayers and the wise men and all of those smart people that were supposed to have the answers for him, none of them could give him the answer. And when Daniel found out, Daniel went to Arioch, who had been given the charge to kill all the wise men of Babylon. Daniel told him there, he said, "Hey," he said, "why is the king in such a hurry?" And Daniel, or he explained it to Daniel, and Daniel told him, he said, "Let me go unto him." Daniel went unto the king and he told him, he said, "If you'll give me just a little bit of time," he said, "I'll bring you the interpretation." I want you to know today that before I ever go into the closet, that I have an understanding that through faith, my God can do anything. He may be the only one that knows my heart. He may be the only one that can see my tears. He may be the only one that can hear my cry. But brother, when we go unto God and we go in faith, we can go knowing that he can do all things because he knows what we need.
That's right. Amen.
Daniel had a faith in God. He told him, he told the king, he said, "I'll give me time," and he said, "I'll come back with the interpretation of your dream." I want you to see what Daniel did. He didn't stand on the corner. He didn't get in the middle of an audience. He knew who was going to give it, because he knew who sees in the secret place. He knew who could look into the darkness. He knew the only one that could know the thoughts of a man that lays in his bed and has a dream. He knew that God was the only one that could interpret the king's dream. Daniel went home and he told his buddies, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He told them what was going on. And you know what he told them to do? He said, "Pray. Pray. Pray." He said, "All of us are in this same boat. If God don't give us the interpretation, we're all going to be killed." But you know what? I believe that old Daniel, he had a faith. And as his friends were praying, you believe they prayed? I do. I believe they prayed. I believe each one of them went their separate ways. I believe each one of them found their place that was private before God. I believe each one of them began to seek God and concerning the king's dream. The Bible said that old Daniel, sometime in the night, decided he was going to go to sleep. Now, I don't know about you, but when faced with death, right? Everybody had already been given the king's decree, and it was coming. If they didn't come up with this interpretation, they were all dead. Now, that might cause you to lose a little sleep. But according to the Word of God, the Bible said Daniel went to sleep. How do we know? Because as he asked his friends, "Pray, pray that God will reveal to us this secret thing." The Bible said, as he had went to sleep, that God, verse number 19, "then was the secret revealed." It was just as if you turned a switch on. It wasn't one of them 21 days of waiting that Daniel had to go through later. This was one when Daniel asked his friends, "Pray with me that the mercies of God might reveal unto us this secret thing, this thing that nobody knows." He said, "Pray and help me pray." And the Bible said that that very night, God revealed the dream unto Daniel, a prophet that would go throughout hundreds of years later, a prophecy that would span throughout the many governments that would come and rule in this known world, a prophecy that had disturbed the king so greatly that he was willing to kill every man that was unwilling to give the interpretation of it. May I say to you today that my God sees in the secret places. Important. Why? Because I need a God that knows what nobody else knows. I need a God that can see down into the place where pride grows in my heart. I need a God that can strike me in the very place that hinders me the most. I need a God that can see in the darkness, that can reveal in my very soul the thing that is wrong. You see, what people don't know, God knows. Let me be clear. I don't need to know your problems. Right? I'm not your priest. I'm just a messenger. Right? We got to be clear. The only one that needs to know your problems is the one that can see them. The one that knows what's in secret. He knows what's in the dark place. He knows, because when he comes, his light illuminates everything in our hearts. Amen. Ananias and Sapphira, having made the poor choice to lie to the Holy Spirit and to God and to keep back part of the price, what Peter told them ultimately was, as he said, when the land was yours, you could have done what you wanted. When you sold it and had the money, you could do what you wanted. But what you did was you decided to lie to God. You think you've lied to us, but you lied to God. You see, the difference is that God knows what's in the darkness. What God could see, nobody else could see. God gave unto Daniel that night the revelation, a secret. And oh, when Daniel woke up, I felt this right down to my soul when I read this. Daniel woke up and the Bible said, then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. He couldn't help it. I don't know about you. It's an embarrassing thing. It's a hurtful thing. It's a troublesome thing when God reaches down into that place that you can't see. And he identifies in me areas that must be dealt with. When he begins to pull from me those things that are rooted down in there. Maybe bitterness or resentment or sin that abides within me and leads me astray. These are things that my God can see. Only he can see. But bless his holy name. He sees in the darkness. He sees in the darkness. He knows what plagues my soul. He knows the struggle. He knows the hurt. He knows the pain. He knows the anger, the resentment, the bitterness, the jealousy, the envy, the strife. Anything that exists, God sees in the darkness. He sees what no one else can see. Hiding something from God? No. No, you're fooling yourself if you think God don't know. God knows. And according to the apostle, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Because he knows. He's not fooled by our actions or our words or our lives. He's not fooled by our voices or our prayers. He's not fooled by how we do or how. God knows the things that are secret. Thank God he doesn't proclaim to the world my faults. Daniel, when he awoke, realizing that God had revealed unto him this truth, this secret, God had shown Daniel in a similar vision as he had given to Nebuchadnezzar, this secret thing. When Daniel awoke, immediately he began to praise God. He began to worship him. Let me read to you again what he said. Daniel answered and said in verse number 20, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. Oh, I want to go back to Isaiah 40 right now and just share with you the power of my God. And he changes the times and the season. You know, that means the sun and the moon. They move because he says so. Daniel was worshiping God. He knew he had just been delivered and he had saved every wise man in Babylon. Because God sees in the dark. He praised God. He said he removes kings and he sets them up. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. I love that part. Verse number 22, he revealeth the deep and secret things. He knows what's in the darkness. Because God is light. Isn't that what John wrote to him? He said, this is the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Amen. If you dwell in the darkness, God is not in you.
How can that be? In the same sense that when we walk into this room and we turn on a switch, darkness flees. Cannot stay in the presence of the Almighty. It cannot live in the presence of light. Darkness will always be dispelled by light. And so we close tonight as we go back to Matthew chapter 6. He said, but you, when you pray, here's what I want you to do. Now, he wasn't done. If he'll let me, I'll finish this another day. Right? Because he wants to teach us more about prayer. He wants to teach us about prayer itself. He wants to teach us about how to condition ourselves for prayer and in prayer. He wants to teach us about prayer. But I want to focus on this part as we close tonight. What he said to them there in verse number 6, he said, but when you pray, he said, when you pray, here's how I want you to do it. He said, I want you to go to your closet and I want you to shut the door. How many of us have a closet prayer? How many of us have a place where we can go and be in private with God? We don't have kids in the house anymore. So we got a pretty big house now because ain't nobody in it but me and her. There's a lot of rooms I could go to. But it ain't private enough for me. And so I choose to go somewhere else. I choose to lock myself in another place. Where I know nobody can hear me. If these walls had ears, I'm glad you can't hear what I say to God. But there's something about the secret place that is intimate. There's something about shutting yourself in a room with the Almighty that is personal. There is something about making a commitment to be private before God. When you close that door, you realize all of a sudden that though it may be dark in the room, you are exposed completely. Amen. When you pray, pray in secret because your Father, which seeth in secret, will reward you openly. I don't know exactly how God does or will or always performs this reward. But I can tell you this, God blesses those that meets him in private. I'm going to ask you how you're praying tonight. We talk about the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. And it's not that prayer that I stand up here and say for you on Sundays. Although I do try to be earnest and sincere. It's not the prayer that I pray as I kneel at that old chair right there. It's not the prayer that I hear maybe another person praying alongside. That's not the prayer. I believe the prayer that God's looking for is the one that nobody else can hear. It's not influenced by hearers. It's not influenced by my mind. It's not influenced by my pride or my thought. I can't say that somebody might hear me. No, the prayer that counts the most is the prayer that occurs when I shut the door. And I have been exposed by the light of God in the darkness of my own life. And he brings to light his will for me. Does God know what's in secret? Yes. Does God know everything about me? Yes. And the best place to deal with these things is not in public, but it's in private. Amen. The admonition of the Lord is don't be as the hypocrites. You need to get your heart right with God. You ain't going to do it really. Not in public. No. No, when it's in public, you're influenced by the hearers, right? You only say what you think people want to hear you say. What we need to be is earnest before God, earnest enough that we'll go before God and shut the door, and in the darkness of that place, simply say to God, shine your light on me. Because everything is exposed when God comes into the presence. Our sin, our faults, our failures, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything is exposed when God is near us. He sees in the darkness. And Daniel worshiped God for this ability. He said he knows the deep and secret things. He can reveal them to us. I'm grateful tonight that God sees in the dark. God knows what no one else knows. And he's called us to prayer, private prayer, earnest prayer. A prayer that allows God to expose in our heart those things that must be dealt with, must be moved. What a loving God to even call us to that place of intimacy, that place of private oneness where only he can help us. May we pray like this. Come get a song. If you're here tonight and need the Lord, the altar's open. If you need to pray, pray. But I'm going to encourage you to make a commitment today that when you leave this place, you see, if only place you pray is on Sunday in church, you're likely not right with God. You're not as close to God as he wants you to be, for sure. Because he said, when you pray, get into your closet. When's the last time you got in the closet and shut the door? When's the last time you said, God, you're the only one that knows this? I need your help. I need you to help me. He won't fail us. As the message was this morning, he cannot fail us. He is a present God and a personal God. He cannot, will not fail you or me. Let's meet him in private. Let's meet him and cry out unto God as a righteous man should with a fervent and effectual prayer. According to the scripture, he will hear us. Stand as we sing.